It is by the grace of God.
We
want to thank God.
我们大家再打开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12. Can you please turn to Romans chapter 12 again?
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们再读第五节。
Verses 5 onwards.
第六节。
And 6.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。第六节，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。第七节，或做这事就当专一这事，或做教导的就当专一教导。我们读到这里，大家再念一次第六第七节。按我们所得的恩赐各有
不同，
或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预
言，
或做这事就当专一这事，或做教导
的
就当
专一
教导。我们在这低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你赐福今天这一段的时间，你给我们以饥渴慕义的心领受你的话语，求主给我们以受教的耳朵听清楚你的真理，让你至圣的真道被传出来，就建造我们的生命，坚定我们的信仰，引导我们的侍奉，成长我们的灵性。感谢赞美，求主垂听，赐福你无用的仆人讲的翻译的同感一灵，重新合意把你的真理传讲清楚，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里专讲到先知以及预言的事情。
Last week we talked about prophets and also the predictions.
先知的功能
and the function of a prophet
是宗教里面很重要的一个功能。
It's a very important function in religion.
所以先知就是代表神说话。
Prophets actually speak on behalf of God.
先知你不能按照字面单单提到是时间性在先知道而讲话而已。
Prophet you cannot interpret in temporal sensing that they foretell.
而真正的意思就是神的代言人的意思。
The true meaning is that they are actually representative of God to talk.
所以当人可以听见神的话的时候
，So when people can listen to the word of God,
是因为神把他的真理放在人的口中。
It is because God has put His truth in the lips of man.
神用他的灵感动被拣选的人。
And with His spirit, He touched the one who is chosen.
把末世放在他的里面。
So the inspiration is put in Him.
然后这个先知就照着灵的。气好像吹气讲话一样的，把神的话传讲出来。
So the prophet just a breathing of Holy Spirit to speak forth the word of God.
所以圣经说人说预言。
So men speak about the prophesying.
是上帝的灵感动。
It is because of the moving of the Spirit of God.
上帝默示人的时候。
It is because when God inspires people.
真理的圣灵把真理放在人的口中。
Using the Holy Spirit of truth that put the truth in our lips.
这个默示这个字原文就是上帝的呼气的意思。
This produced all this inspiration saying that God breathed.
是神把他的话传给人。
That God has put His word to man.
这样你在历史上看见人讲的话是不能长存的。
So history you see that man's word cannot last.
先知是讲出来的神的话是超历史、超时间、超时代的。
But when prophets they speak for the word of God, it transcends time and history.
几十年、几百年、几千年，他的话的价值毫无损伤。
Even for decades, hundreds of years and thousands of years, His word will not decrease a bit.
这句话里面带有神。的权威
and all these will carry the authority of God.
这句话里面带有永恒的真实性
the word also bring the reality of eternity.
这句话带有历史的印证
and also the confirmation of history.
因为所讲过的话，历史证明那是真正的事情
because what he has spoken, the history has proven that it is true.
所以先知所说的预言
so the also the prediction coming from the prophet.
有一些事已经过去了
some has passed.
但是历史的见证就给每一时每一代的人都知道神的话是有权威是可靠的
But the history confirmed down the ages of time that God's word is reliable
我们已经在上个礼拜思想了预言三个最重要的层次
Last week we talked about prophesizing at three different levels
第一个层次是重要中间最最最重要的
The one is of supreme importance
那就是有关于耶稣基督与世界的历史之间的话语
talking about a word concerning Christ and history.
神告诉我们，有一天他的独生子要到世界上来。
God said that one day His only Son would come to the world.
成为救赎主。
And become the Savior.
成为代罪羔羊。
Become the substitutionary lamb.
成为担当人的罪孽受审判的救主。
And to take away our sin as a Savior to be judged.
基督要怎样死？
Then how that Christ would die?
基督要死的时候要遇到怎样的事情？
What kind of thing that we encounter?
基督死的时候一根骨头也不折断。
So when he died, even a single bone is not broken.
基督死的时候是被卖30块钱。
And also he was sold for 30 silvers.
基督死的时候两手被抓，两脚被刺。
And also his two hands were pierced, his legs were pierced.
基督被杀的时候是被钉在十字架上挂起来。
And he was hung on the cross.
基督流血。
And he shed blood.
基督舍弃生命。
And also renounced his life.
基督在十字架上翻，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？
And upon the cross he cried, My Father, My Father, why have thou forsaken me?
这些不但是大的戏。大的节连最细的细节也都记在下面。
All these are very big major events, but even the details are recorded.
所以这些当耶稣真正来而真正被钉的时候
，So for all these things, when truly Christ Jesus came and truly was crucified,
历史就印证这些先知讲的话是完全对的。
History confirmed that all these prophets have said are true.
这样从耶稣的降生
，So from the coming of Christ Jesus,
耶稣死后的升天
，and then coming with death and resurrection and ascension.
在旧约的圣经里面都预言了。
So in the Old Testament, all this has been prophesied.
基督在世上无罪的生活。
And he lived a sinless life.
对试探的得胜。
And to the temptation he overcame.
行善医病。
And also he did good works.
完全被记在下。
All this has been recorded.
请快快坐下来，迟到的不要走到前头。所有迟到的坐在最后面。所以你们后面要留一些空位给迟到的，免得聚会次序变乱了。谢谢你们。
Thank you。
那么，耶稣基督的死、复活、升天的事
，So Christ is a death and resurrection 呢，
都被记在下。
All has been recorded。
所以这样的基督的预言就是最重要的预言。
So then the prophecy of Christ is the most important prophecy。
因为借着基督的话传给我们，我们才产生信心。
Because through the word of Christ we preach to us, it produces faith in us。
因为信道是从听到来。
Because to believe come from hearing。
听到是从基督的话来。
And to hear come from the word of Christ。
预言的第一个等次一定是基督。
So the most highest level of prophecy is about Christ Jesus.
预言的第二个等次是什么？
And the second level of prophecy
is 神的旨意，神的主权在历史中间用他的公义怎样施行审判。
And that the way the sovereignty of God using his righteousness how he judged the world.
这样当神的审判临到世界的时候。
So then when the judge of God comes to the world,
做王帝的人他宝座都不能保住。
He who is the king even cannot keep his own throne.
神的国是永不动摇的。
Because only the kingdom of God is eternal.
世界的政治是会动摇的。
The politics of the world will change.
世界的国度是会动摇的。
And the kingdom of the world will be shaken.
神从天上看下来。
God from heaven looked down to us.
看见一个人作恶过分的时候。
See that if one will do evil.
他就动摇他的宝座。
He will shake his throne.
他就夺去他的政权。
And will take away his power.
我相信这是历史上常常给人学到的很重要的功课。
I truly believe that's an important lesson we learn from history.
这表示呢，君王不是最高的权威。
That's to show that the emperors are not of the highest authority.
君王的权柄之上有神的权柄。
And the authority of the kingdom above it, there is the authority of God.
二十世纪最大的人物。
You know, 20th century, the most highest figure.
包括几个最有强权的独裁。
Including some of the dictators who are so powerful.
他们一个一个权柄去了。
One by one, they lose their power.
因为神的时间到了。
Because God's time is up.
在圣经特别给我们看见了有一个王叫做伯沙沙。
In the Bible, we especially see a Bethesda.
当他死的那一天。
At the time, a day when he died.
神的手出现在宴会中间，在墙壁上写字。
God's hand appeared in the feast and wrote on the wall.
Mini, mini, 提高无法而信。
And that was written there.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是对他说，你的日子到了。
Your time is up.
今天你的权柄要离开你。
Today your power leaves you.
那是什么时候呢？
When is the time?
那是2000多年前。
That was 2000 years ago.
Babylon.
Babylon.
就是现在的伊拉克。
The Iraq today.
所以巴 比伦曾经有一个王，时间到了，上帝叫他下台。
Babylon, there was a king, the time is up for him, and God dethroned him.
历史走到今天
，so history comes to today.
神真正叫一个人下台。
God is calling someone to be dethroned.
因为他的时间到了。
Because his time is up.
这表示我们世界的命运不是在人的手里。
This is the fate, the destiny of the world is not in man's hand.
世界的命运在神的手里。
The destiny of the world is in the hand of God.
1972年
，in 1972,
当尼克顺到北京去的。
When Nixon went to Beijing,
尼克顺与毛泽东见面的时候，他们握手。
When he saw Mao Zedong, he was shaking hands with him.
他们尼克顺讲一句话。
And Nixon said,
他的全世界的命运就在我们两个人手里。
The destiny of whole world is in two hands.
好意思哈。
He feel good to say that.
全世界的命运在我们两个人。
The destiny of whole world is in these two hands.
上帝听见不听见呢
？Had God heard it?
上帝说哈，你说什么
？That's what I say.
全世界命在你两个人手里。
The whole world's destiny is in these two hands.
是72年以后。
So after 72,
这两个人
，this two men
都被注定了，过了几年都要完蛋了。
They were predestined to finish.
73
in 1973.
74
74
75
75
76年的时候。
76
尼克逊已经下台了。
And Nixon has came down.
毛泽东76年也。
毛泽东 in 1976 he died.
为什么呢
？Why？
世界的命运不在人的手里。
The destiny of the world is not in man's hands.
世界的命运在神的手里。
But in God's hand.
尼克逊为什么下台呢
？Nixon why he said he was came down？
因为他偷听这个共和党开会的那些秘密。
Because of the Watergate, he taped the recording of the Republicans' meeting.
所以呢，上帝说你的时间到了。
So God said your time's up.
他是共和党的。
他好像说
尼克逊应该是共和党，他偷听民主党的。
So he was listening to the Democrats.
所以呢，上帝说你下去吧。
So God said your time's up.
73年、74、75、76。
So 73、74、76。
如果你收过去的报纸，你慢慢看。
If you check the newspaper of the world,
毛泽东跟尼克逊握手的是这样子。
So at the time when they shook hands, that was their posture.
73是这样。
73、
74、
75。He leaned back,
76就那样了
and he died.
为什么呢
Why?
因为人的时间会到
Because man's time shall come.
上帝说你的时间到了
God said your time is up.
你加一颗也没有办法
You cannot add a bit of it.
所以圣经充满神的预言
So the Bible has God's prophecy.
里头列国的命运
And the destiny of all nations.
神的公义
And God's righteousness.
换朝换代
You change dynasty.
政权的设为
And also the dwindling of the power.
新的时代轰轰烈烈起来
And a new age comes.
有慢慢凄凄淡淡的下去
And later on it declines.
因为历史不在人的手里
Because history is not in the hand of man.
第三样的层次
And the third level.
上帝要告诉世人一些可能发生的将来的事情
Some of the things in the future that probably will happen God will tell us
但这是最不重要的
This is least important
但是对很多人来说这是最重要的
But to many people this is most important
因为他发现一个人可以把明天要发生的先讲出来
Because he can tell me what's going to happen tomorrow
这一定是神的先知
This must be a prophet of God
直到今天为止
So until today
我们看见许多极端灵恩派的人用最不重要的预言使许多人以为他们是神的大仆人
We see the extreme charismatic using this kind of thing to draw people's attention saying that the prophet of God
到今天末世的时代
so until the last day of the day
真正唯一剩下的预言是什么呢
what is the only prophecy that's left
就是有一天耶稣基督要再来
that one day Christ Jesus will return
是世界要结束
and this world shall end
这些的预言
this prophecy
是第一等次的预言
is the highest rank
许多人不注意
a lot of people don't pay attention
那保罗在这里说预言
Paul here say prophesizing
是要专一说预言
You talk about prophesizing
under prophecy. 保罗所说讲的预言是不是这种预言呢
？This kind of prophecy, is it this kind of prophecy that we're talking about?
先知说预言。
When the prophet prophesies,
约翰为止
，is Jesus at the time of John the Baptist?
那个约翰，耶稣所讲的是指尸体的约翰。
You talk about John the Baptist,
不是指门徒的约翰。
Not talking about John the disciple.
尸体约翰在耶稣传道半年以后就离开世界。
John the Baptist, after half a year of Christ's ministry, he died.
是被希律下令砍头。
He was beheaded by Herod.
而耶稣所拣选的门徒约翰
So the apostle John that God has chosen.
后来活到80多岁还在传道的约翰
He was still preaching at age of 80 plus.
所以当耶稣说的 先知所预言到约翰为止的时候
So when the Bible says that the prophecies ceases at John the Baptist
乃是指施洗约翰讲到耶稣就到世界上第一次来的道成肉身的真理已经预言结束了
It's talking about prophesying John the Baptist or incarnation of Christ Jesus now ceases
那么如果这样保罗这里所讲的预言是什么呢
So then what kind of prophecy Paul is saying here
所以这句话所讲的预言不是旧约中间那种预言
So the prophecy is not the Old Testament prophecy
特别是有关基督到世界上来的预言
especially a prophecy of Christ Jesus coming to the world
基督第一次到世界上来预言已经结束了
because Christ first coming to the world this prophecy has ceased
约翰的时候结束了
at the time of John the Baptist
为什么呢
why
因为约翰是众先知中间传讲耶稣到世界上来唯一一个看见他已经来的先知
because John the Baptist is the only prophet that preached about the coming of Christ Jesus and he himself witnessed it
以赛亚但以利何西亚米迦这些旧约的先知
where the Old Testament prophets
他们都预言耶稣来但是耶稣没有来以前他们都死了
they prophesying of the coming of Christ Jesus before Christ came in they died
约翰是最后一个亲自看见耶稣已经来的
Only John the Baptist, the last prophet, him, said, "Wither with his own eye, Christ Jesus came."
所以耶稣说，约翰兴起来，比妇人所生的每一个人都更大。
And that's why Jesus said that this John the Baptist is greater than all prophets.
也就是从夏娃所生的直子孙中中间，没有一个人比约翰更有福气。没有一个先知像他看见耶稣真正到世界上。
All the descendants that come from this Eve, no one is greater than John the Baptist because he himself prophesied and he saw him.
所以先知所预言到约翰为止。
So prophet prophesying ceases at John the Baptist.
但我们上个礼拜已经提醒了有关于新约还有人说预言怎么解释呢
That's why we interpret also last week about New Testament that see people prophesying. How would you interpret that?
这都是指第三层次的预言。
This is about the third level of prophecy.
那保罗在罗马书第十二章讲。先知说预言
Paul in chapter 12 here talk about prophets prophesying
就按照信心的程度来讲
according to the proportion of faith that he prophesied
这个预言就不是指那种旧约的预言
so this kind of prophecy is not the Old Testament prophecy
按功用来说的
according to the function
意思就是有讲道的人
they can preach
如果人有人讲道
if people can preach
领受讲道的恩赐
and receive the gift of preaching
他只要照着信心的程度来讲道
He then must preach according to the proportion of faith given to him
所以呢这是哥林多前书
So first Corinthians
特别是十二章到十四章
Especially 12-14
保罗说你们要像先知一样的讲道
And Paul said you must prophesy like a prophet
你们要像先知一样说预言
You must prophesy like a prophet
这个叫 prophetier 它的意思就是讲道的意思
prophetess meaning to preach the gospel
上帝的道讲出来
and preaching the word of God
那么你说今天这篇就不是我听的
today then this is what I want to hear
今天应当是神学生或者传道的
it must be seminary or preacher who's here
或者是牧师听的
or the pastor who's here
这些人才是站讲台讲道的人
because these are the people who stand here and preach
那你们不是站讲台的怎么明白这句话
so you are the one who understands the prophet how we understand that
你们若有讲道的
if you prophesy
就要照着信信心的程度来讲道
According to the proportion of faith given to you, preach
在卫理公会里面有一种讲员叫做会友讲员
In this Western, there is a lay preacher
Lay preacher
Lay preacher
The preacher among the laymen
就是这个会友当中的本处讲道
会员中间的有人会讲道
According to the lay people, that people can preach
讲道的恩赐是根据什么是赐给哪一种人的
so the gift of preaching according to what basis are given to whom
你所讲的恩赐是赐给那些读过神学的人
it is given to those who have been through the seminary training
所以那些读神学的人
so those who have been trained in seminary
学习到
they learn about the word
学习怎样讲道法
they learn about how to preach
那个他们有责任传道
then they have responsibility to preach
又学习了道
and they have learned the word
他们就做个传道的人
and to become a preacher of word
所以你说这一切就是那些人听的
so this is to be listened by the
传道人
the preacher,
牧师
pastors,
宣教士
the evangelist,
神学生
the theologian,
神学老师
the teacher of the seminary,
这些人讲道
this people who preach,
这一句是对他们听的
so this is talking about them
那我现在请问我们中间是传道人是牧师或者是神学生或者是神学老师这样的人请举手我看看
so if a pastor,
有多少个人
1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8,9,10
有12个人在这边做传道，做牧师，那其他的人要不要听呢？
What others today listen now?
你照样要听。
You have to.
为什么呢？
Why?
讲道的工作是几个人做的？
Because the preaching function a few group of people are doing.
讲道的工作是几万人看的。
But the function of preaching everybody watches.
而教会不是牧师的。
And the church doesn't belong to the pastor.
教会不是传道人。
It doesn't belong to the preacher.
教会是神自己的。
It is God's church.
是神的儿女共有的。
It is the co-ownership of the children of God.
刚才王牧师讲了一句话我很喜欢。
And I like a word Pastor Ong said just now.
这个聚会不是唐牧师的聚会。
This meeting is not Reverend Tong's meeting.
这个聚会是上帝赐给我们每个人的聚会。
That this meeting God has given to each and every one of us.
Amen. 所以呢，不但我要注意我怎么讲道
，Not only I got to pay attention to how I preach，
你们也要注意传道人怎么讲道
，You must also watch how the preacher preaches，
因为做传道的
，Because to be a preacher，
不是把信徒当个傻瓜蒙在鼓里
，It's not deemed that this congregation are fools，
随便讲一些负责任不负责任。 都可以的话,
so you preach things whether you take responsibility or you don't take responsibilities.
凭信徒也不是那些没有责任，好好观察，好好思想，好监督教会讲台工作应该怎么做。
So the lay Christian also have responsibility to check also the pulpit.
所以呢，台上的人怎么讲
？So how the preacher on the pulpit preach?
他要存着信心的程度讲
，with the proportion of faith he was to preach.
他是存着敬畏上帝的心态来讲
，with the heart of godliness he preached.
这个讲台是教会全体的
，because this pulpit belongs to the whole church.
这样听众在下面的
，so then the congregation down there.
他们要照着同样的原则明白讲台的功用。
According to the same principle, they want to understand the function of the pulpit.
他们要照着圣经的真理，知道怎样。 敬畏神借着他的仆人从讲台上所传出来的话
According to the principle of the Bible you want to also fear what's being preached from the pulpit by the servant of God
而更进一步的来说
And even more so
讲台的侍奉一面在传讲
The ministry of the pulpit on one hand you're preaching
神一面在预备那些听众中间将要被呼召做传道的人 受讲台的造就
On the one hand God's through that kind of preaching is preparing those who will be trained to be preacher later on
所以当听 信徒坐在哪里受造就的
So as the Christian being identified down there
不但注意到道理怎样传给他
Don't need to pay attention to how the words being preached to them
道理的内容到底是什么
And what's the content of the preaching
他也会注意到道理是用什么办法传到他的耳中
And we see what method that is being preached to them
他也会注意到讲道的人存怎样的心智把道传出
He will pay attention to what kind of mentality the preacher preached what to them
而这些的事是普通我们没有
All these things we never pay attention to ordinarily.
神其实就是这样做工。
But God works in this manner.
所以我发现有一些很小的孩子从小就注意传道人怎么讲道。
So I found some of these kids and children since they're young, they pay attention to what's been preached on purpose.
等这些的青少年。
So when these teens and youth
蒙上帝呼召以后,
that they be called by God
他们出来传道的时候,
when they come to preach
那些从前对他们传道的人精神就影响他们在他们的身上可以看见那个影子产生出来
The spirit of preacher of the past now influence them being manifested when they become preacher themselves
这个就是以利沙祷告里面很重要的一个要素
And that's a very important element of prayer Elijah
愿感动你的灵
Let the spirit then move you
什么? 加倍的什么感动我
move me in double fold
所以这样的这个以利亚的传道精神
so then the Elijah's preaching spirit
就投射到以利沙的身上
being projected to Elijah
而以利沙注意以利亚怎么传道
so Elijah will pay attention to Elijah how they preach
做一个结论是神的灵感动他才能这样传
he make a conclusion saying that it's God's spirit touching that's why he preach in this manner
那么当以利亚把这个责任传到以利沙身上
so when Elijah praised this duty to Elisha
将作为以利亚接替的人
So the one who is to succeed Elijah
他就清楚知道若不是耶和华的灵我们不能成事
So then clearly he knows that if not because of the spirit of God we cannot accomplish anything at all
所以以利亚说你要求什么 现在尽管向我求吧
So when Elijah said what do you want to ask ask now
以利亚听见这句话他就很一点也不好不会不好意思
Elisha when he heard this he wouldn't feel ashamed
你既然叫我对你求 我就向你求一个你根本不能给我的。
So since you want me to ask, I want to ask something you cannot give to me.
我不是求你的学问。
I'm not asking for your knowledge.
我不是求你的图书馆的书。
Or the books in the library.
我不是求你的声望。
Or your name.
我不是求你在社会中的地位。
Or your position in the society.
我求的感动你的灵，加倍感动。
I pray that the spirit touch you, touch me double fold.
你看见没有呢？
So you see.
所以这样呢，神的工作可以传下去。
So God's word can continue.
因为传道的人
because the preacher
他怎样传
how they be preached
不但道传出去了
not only the word's been preached
他怎样传的精神也会传下去
and that kind of spirit also has been preached.
所以这一节圣经不是单单传道人听的
So then this verse is not meant only for the preacher.
这一节圣经是每一个基督徒都要听的
Every Christian should listen.
哪一节圣经呢
Which verse
若有讲道的
If you have given a prophecy,
就要专一讲道。
You prophesy accordingly.
这句话有几层的意思在里面
？A few levels of meaning here.
要照着信心的程度说预言。
According to the proportion of faith that you prophesy.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
如果你注意第三节
，If you pay attention to verse 3,
你不要看自己看得过高。
Do not think yourself too highly.
要照着上帝赐给人的信心看得呵。服务中道
according to the measure of faith God given to you judge yourself soberly
那么第六节就提到这样的话
and verse 6 mentioned this now
照着你所得的信心的程度来说预言
and you see it in proportion to your faith that you prophesy
这句话什么意思呢
so what do you mean here
几层重要的意思
a few levels are important the first
你对真理了解到什么地方
how much you understand about the truth
你只能讲到那个地方
you only can touch on that level of understanding
对真理的了解
And your understanding to the truth,
修也无涯，生也有涯，永不止息，可以继续不断领受神的道的这个丰丰富富的奥秘。
You know, there's a limitation in your life. There's no limitation in knowledge. You want to receive this riches of God with also your life.
我举一个很简单的例子。
For instance,
你是上帝爱世人。
God loved the world, you say.
这一句话只有五个字。
Or only five words in this.
上帝
God.
爱
love
是人
the world
但是同一句话不同的人讲的时候
but the same statement different people would preach
的内容跟层次就差了很多了
so the content the levels are different
所以如果有一个人只要照着知识传知识
if a person would preach knowledge according to knowledge
照着词句讲词句
and phrases according to phrases
照着理论传理论
preach theory in theory
那他就是一个像移民厅的人一样
so he like an immigration
把这个人从这里搬到那里给他许可证就可以
from hereHe moved that people to that place and gave a letter of approval.
但是如果一个人对这句话有更深的了解
But if a person would understand more deeply in this statement,
听的人就到神在这里正把爱传给我们
And the people who listen would know that God here is preaching His love to us.
上帝爱世人
God loved the world.
你讲什么
What I say?
上帝爱世人
God loved the world.
另外一个人
And that person?
上帝爱世人
God loved the world.
上帝爱世人
God loved the world.
同样五个字
Same five words.
另外一个人，上帝爱世人。
God loves the world.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他对这句话的信心的程度、了解的程度。
Because his understanding is faith to these five words.
经历的程度。
And his experience of it.
深到一个一讲出来就感染别人。
It becomes so deep they become contagious when he preaches.
是同样一篇道理。
So the same sermon.
不同程度的信心。
Different level of proportion of faith.
不同程度的了解
It produces different level of understanding
不同程度的了解
And different level of understanding
就产生不同程度的信念
It produces different type of conviction
不同程度的信念
And different level of conviction
就产生不同程度的传讲
Produces different kind of preaching
不同程度的传讲
Different level of preaching
就带有不同程度的能力
Produces different level of power
同样一句话
The same statement
有时呢一些人讲出来的能力大得不得了
For some of the preach so powerful
你看到哦这样我也会讲
Oh I can preach that too
但轮到你讲的时候呢
When we come to your turn to preach
能力不出来
The power doesn't come
人家没有救
Nobody understands
圣灵没有做工
The Holy Spirit doesn't
work 因为你对那些话语的了解是学来的
Because your understanding of those things you imitate
所以当我年轻的时候
When I was young
我绝对不愿意看别人的讲章然后把它背下来讲 讲别人讲的讲章。
I do not want to read people's sermon and then memorize and preach other sermon.
我记得我从第一次讲道到现在。
I remember the first time when I preached until today.
可能已经超过27,000字的讲章。
Maybe more than 27,000.
可能已经28,000-30,000，我已经不再算了。
Maybe 28,000 times.
最少27,000字讲章。
At least 27,000 times.
没有一次我的讲道是抄别人的讲章讲给你们。
Not even a single time I copy people's sermon and preach to you.
那么常牧师，你的讲章是怎样做出来的？
So how do you produce your sermon?
是我自己要深思熟虑。
I have to think it deep.
苦苦挣扎。
And I struggle.
亲身体会。
And I experience myself.
昼夜思想。
And day and night I ponder.
内心的深处降服着神的道。
Deep in my heart I submit myself to God's word.
以后才敢从我的口里把这句道讲出来。
Then I dare to preach this sermon to you.
这就是这一节圣经的意思。
This is the meaning of this verse.
若有说预言的。
If anyone have a gift of prophesying.
按照信心的程度来说预言。
According to the proportion of faith.You prophesy.
或者简单的说
or simply,
讲道的人
the one who preaches,
按照他的程度去讲
according to his level he preaches.
你说就是我程度不够所以我读神学吗？
You say I have not a good level, that's why I go to seminary.
读神学的时候
so when you study in the seminary,
你对道的理性知识提高
your rational understanding of the word now increases.
他的理性知识的程度
So the knowledge in rationality
不等于生命成熟的程度
is not equal to level maturity in your spirituality
理性知识的程度
and also the knowledge in rationality
不等于你的这个生活行为已经达到的这种经历的程度
is not equal to the level experiences that we have in your own experience in life
知识的程度
and the level knowledge
不等于你对真理的爱好以及对接受真理的人的了解的那个程度
cannot be equated to your life to the love of the word and understanding of the congregation
这样的我们看见神用人就不一样
so then we see that God used people differently
我们同样传一本圣经
the same Bible we are preaching
同样传一章的圣经
the same passage we are preaching
同样解释一节的圣经
the same verse we are interpreting
但每个人信心的程度不一样
everybody's level of faith is different
他对真理的了解不一样
his understanding of the truth is different
讲出来的时候所传的信息的内容以及达到人心的果效也不一样
and that's what the content of our message also how it touched the congregation is different
你说若是这样的话
if that is so you say
岂不等于说呢我们没有办法
doesn't it mean that we have no way
用我们自己想象要达到的果效去达到我们要达到的果效吗
to reach the level that we want to reach
是的
yes
因为只有神恩待到什么地步
because it is only when God has such a level of mercy on us
才可能达到什么地步的成功的力
then it is only in what level of success we can achieve
所以这样讲道的人
so the one who preach
不要以为我真正讲的这个道我就比听众更懂的这个道
do not feel that because I preach I understand more as compared to the congregation
很可能听众对同一边的道的经历的挣扎的了解深度超过讲道的人
Maybe the one who listens has more experience more in depth of understanding compared to
the preacher 无论是讲道无论听到的人
Whether you preach or listen
我们都不过是真理的学生而已
We are only but a student of the truth
We are only but all be the students of the truth
我们只不过是真理的学生
我是真理的学生
I am the student of truth
你是真理的学生
You are the student of truth
我所讲的可能你比我更了解
What that I preach maybe you understand more as compared to the truth
我的机会我的口才比你好
But I have more opportunity I have more eloquence
我的训练我的知识比你先
My training and my knowledge precede you
我站在这里讲你坐在哪里
I stand here to preach but you sit there to listen
但是你对我所讲的话的了解可能比我更早
But to the thing that I preach maybe you understand it more than I do
所以当我讲到的时候
So when I'm preaching
你在那听你说是的
Then you're listening Yes
是的
Yes
我知道
I understand
而讲的人呢
The one who preach,
我也知道，所以我讲给你听。
So that I teach you.
但是可能我知道的没有你知道那么多。
Maybe what I know is less than what you know.
你说怎么可能
？How is it possible?
我举一个例子啊。
For instance,
一个做传道的25岁。
A preacher who's 25 years old.
他说人生有苦难。
You see, they're suffering in life.
下面一个老人家78岁。
And the old man 78 years old.
经过两次世界大战。
And 2 World Wars he has been.
3次大病不死。
And 3 times he was so ill.
刚刚 SARS 好了。
And he just recovered from SARS.
还有儿女都不孝敬他。
And also the children are not inferior to him.
已经20年事业吃老本。 人。
And 20 years he has lost a job.
他的困难多得不得了。
He has so much suffering.
当年年轻的传道人，世界有苦难。
So the young people preach that there's suffering in the world.
你讲讲的人跟听的人，一定讲的人更懂吗
？So the one who preach, the one who listen, is it the one who preach the more, understand more?
你现在明白了吗
？You understand now?
特别你说，当我们说爱的人离开的时候
，As soon as we said the one who love us have left.
你刚刚昨天谈恋爱成功
，He was just successful in your courtship.
人家做寡妇三年了。
We've been widow for 3 years.
那你说我们说爱的人离开我们的时候，谁更懂
？So when the loved one leaves us, who understand more?
许多时候听的人比讲的人更懂。
Many times the listener understand more than the preacher.
所以讲道的人
，So the one who preach
要战战兢兢做真理的学生，传达清楚。
It is with trembling you understand the word to preach the word of God.
听到的人
，The one who listen
要战战兢兢做真理的学生，好好预备去遵行。
With trembling when we stood up before God and also be submissive to it.
这样的教会
then the church
台上台下的人一同对得起主
Whether on the pulpit or down there, we can be accountable to God.
因为真理不是人所垄断的
Because the truth will not be monopolized.
所以呢，你虽然亲身经历了解某一些的道
Even though you possess experience to understand certain truth,
你应当相信可能有人比你了解的更深
But you must understand that people may understand more than you do.
所以我们大家存着彼此接纳
So we want to accept one another.
彼此顺服
We attitude or submissive to one another.
敬畏基督
And to fear the Lord.
顺从神的话
And to be submissive to the word of God.
互为肢体
And become members of the body.
有一次我在一个地方
There was once in a place.
坐 bus 到别的地方去
I was taking a bus to a certain place.
那时候我已经讲道讲了很多了
I've already preached for many times.
我三十多岁
I was 30 plus.
我是传道人
I was a preacher.
那旁边有个印度人大概60岁
There's an Indian about 60years old,
头发灰灰的
has a gray hair,
鼻子大大的
has a big nose,
胡须长长的
has a long beard,
我们坐车坐了大概有四个钟头才到的地方
It took 4 hours for us to reach the place.
本来你坐你的我坐我的
So you are on your own, I'm on my own, actually.
后来呢就开始看来看去
That's we look at each other.
你又就开始讲话了
And we talk.
啊你从哪里来
Where are you from?
你住在哪里
Come from, where to stay?
我就问他你有没有什么宗教
And do you have any religion to ask?
我是印度教的
I'm a Hindu.
你什么宗教？我
看我
我是基督教。
I'm a Christian.
有两个人谈，会超人超个超，就变成了解冻了。
So become a
defrost. 我们现在已经可以彼此了解了。
So we can understand each other.
谈话了，他说虽然我们宗教不同
，even though we are different religion，
但宗教里面有讲的有听的，对不对
？But there's a preacher and a listener in the religion.
我说是。
I said yes.
那我也没告诉他我是传道人。
I didn't tell him that I'm a preacher.
后来他说你是基督教吗？
Say, you belong to Christians?
你们教会常常有人讲到吗
？So are there preacher in the church?
你也常常听到吗
？Do you listen?
好，我问你一个问题。
I'll ask you a question.
我从来没有听过人问这样的问题。
I never heard people ask this question.
讲道的人
，the one who preach，
听到的人，哪一个更靠近上帝
？The one who listen， who is closer to God？
他问呢
？He asked.
讲道的人
，the preacher，
更靠近上帝
，closer to God，
或者听到的人
，or the listener。
更靠近上帝
Closer to God
所以我不回答
I'm not going to answer
你们问来问去好不好
You better ask and,
你们大家问来问去
make a,
看哪一个
更
靠近
Who is closer? Who is closer?
哪一个更靠近快点讲跟隔壁的人讲
You better discuss
大家问来问去 God、讲到的更靠近神
The one who preaches is closer to God
或者听到的更靠近神
Or the one who listens to who is closer to God
我从来没有听过这样的问题
I never asked this question
谁呀、啊、哪一个更靠近上帝、啊上帝更靠近讲道的。
God is closer to the preacher.
我问你，讲道的跟听的哪一个更靠近上帝
？Who is closer to God, the preacher or the listener?
我自己是讲道的。
I'm a preacher.
我自己
，I am
也听到了。
Or the listener.
我也教神学生。
I also teach a lot of students.
那是以后要讲到的。
The one who is going to preach in the future.
我从来没有想过这个问题。
I've never think of this question.
突然间，上帝叫我坐在印度教徒的旁边。
And God put me in a Hindu.
叫一个印度教的老人家问我这。
And the old man asked me this question.
Young man, may I ask you a question?
年轻人，我问你一个问题。
The preacher and the listener, who is closer to God?
传道的听到了，谁靠近神？
我心里上帝啊，你是叫他来问我。或者叫他来教训我。
So God, you send him to ask me or to teach me.
我就说 it depends.
我说不一定。
看哪一个传道人。
Depends on which kind of preacher.
怎样的灵性。
What kind of spirituality.
或者哪一种讲也，这哪一种听众。
Which kind of listener.
他是怎样的灵性。
And what kind of spirituality.
他的老人家一点不客气。No, you are wrong, you are wrong.
The old man said that you are wrong.
那我就很想知道他到底什么意思。
So I'll find out the meaning.
So what do you think?
那你怎么看法
You are elder than me.
你比我更年长。
Please say,
告诉我
What is your opinion? I want to know.
你的观点怎么样？
他说呢，我想多数是听到的人比较靠近。
I think the listener is closer than the preacher.
讲道的人很远很远。
And the one who preaches far away from God.
哇，我吓死了。
I was so frightened.
我是讲道的人呢。
I'm a preacher.
现在好像上帝派他来做审判官一样。
That God has sent him to be a judge to me.
所以说你离开上帝很远。
You have departed far away from God.
听到的人离开上帝很近。
The one who listens, the listener is closer.
你今天听得很好笑, 因为你都是听到的人。
So you're all listener.
哇，所以你以为你靠近上帝。
So you think you're closer to God now.
我就问他, why do you say that?
为什么你这么讲呢？
I know your opinion.
我问你的观点。
Why you say the listener is closer to God?
为什么你说听者更靠近神？
他说听的人要来听上帝的道。
So he who listens
wants to hear what is God.
He wants to listen.
所以他来了。
That's why he comes.
他破除时间。
And he set up the time.
他花了路费。
He spent the money.
他坐在那边。
He sit there.
他就预备听说一定很靠近神。
He is prepared to listen and this is closer to God.
那说讲道的人呢？
The one who preached.
他讲道的，因为他本来就是讲道的嘛。
Because he's a preacher, that's why he preached.
他可能这边道讲了几百次了。
Maybe he preached this sermon for thousands of times.
到处讲讲讲到麻痹了。
He preached in many places he's numb.
越麻痹越会背。
And then he can memorize.
越会背就越顺口成章。
And that's why he become a sermon.
所以他一面讲一面的忘记跟上帝什么关系。
So he preached without understanding what is religion with God.
哇，我听了感到。 有没有理由啊？有没有理由啊？ 当然你听众当然说有理由。
Of course you are listening to yes.
我看到很有理由耶。
Wow, it's full with good reason.
我非常佩服他。
I actually admire him.
我就祷告着主啊。
I say God.
可怜我。
Have pity on me.
不要给我变成讲道的机器。啪啪啪啪啪啪啪啪。
Do not turn me into the machine of preaching.
一上台就录音机开始啪啪啪啪啪啪啪。
When I go up, I turn on my recorder.
完全跟你没有关系。
And without relationship to you.
好在。
It's good enough.
我不是那样的传.
I'm not that kind of preacher.
我是每一篇讲到战惊恐惧放在身上.
Every sermon with tremble, I put it to God.
所以听众会感受到.
And that's the listener can feel.
一个人传真理的时候是为真理传，或者借着真理为钱传.
The one who preaches with truth is it because of truth or because of money?
他说为名传或者为真理.
Or is it because of fame?
他说为机传或者为神.
Or preach because of himself or God?
他说凭着机巧传或者凭着。
According to the technique, according to the faith that he preaches.
这是很不一样的事。
It's different.
今天我讲这些关于讲道的事情。
So today we talk about this preaching.
虽然你不是讲员。
Even though you're not a preacher.
但是。
But then.
你是教会里面一个听讲道的人。
You are the one listening in the church.
你是教会里面一同注意讲台应当怎样侍奉的人。
You're one in the church. You want to pay attention to how the purpose is preached.
谁知道神要从我们的听众中间兴起一批人。 以后出来为主讲道。
Who knows who God would raise certain people among yourself to be a preacher?
谁知道主要在你们中间兴起以利亚，还有兴起比以利亚更大的以利沙。
And maybe even Elijah or Elisha.
这是神的工作。
This is the word of God.
我知道呢，上帝透过这个印度教徒提醒我一件。
I know that God through this Hindu has reminded me one thing.
你真的靠近上帝吗？
Are you close to God?
你真的领受上帝的话？
Do you really receive the word of God?
你真的传的是传出上帝的心意？
Are you really preaching the mind of God?
或者你不过是好像方程式，好像机器一样，一开动扭转。
Or like a formula, like a machine which turned on and you can preach.
那件事情离开现在已经差不多30年了。
It's already 30 years past when that statement was said to me by the Hindu.
我从来不忘记。
I never forget.
当我见到那个人，又回到神学院去教书。
So after I met that man, I went back to the seminary to teach.
我马上把这个感受，这个经验好好交代给我的学生。
So I shared this experience with my students.
所以无论你是传道的人，
no matter you're a preacher，
无论你是听到的人，
whether you're a listener，
你要用信心的程度来接触神的。
According to the proportion of faith， you want to come to the contact of
God's word。 我如果讲一篇道的，
if I were to preach some，
我不过把我的知识搬出来，
only but to share my knowledge，
那我只靠这个职业。 来活在世界上的,
then it's through this profession that I live in this world.
神还是会用他的真理拯救人。
God will still use his truth to save people.
我是一个不敬业的人。
But I'm not the one who honor my profession.
我是个玩弄真理的。
But the one who fool around with my career.
弟兄姊妹，你知道苏格拉底跟他一个时代的人不同的地方在哪？
You know that Socrates is different from his age.
苏格拉底的人，我什么都不知道。
Instead, I know nothing.
这是我唯一所知道的事情。
The only thing that I know is that.
The only thing I know is I don't know anything.
我唯一知道的是我什么都不知道。
所以当我明白真理的时候。
So when I understand the truth,
真理就不是我的，是大家共有的。
And the truth belongs to everybody.
让我们用真心实意一起明白这个。
So we honestly want to understand this truth.
从无知的态度做出发点。
From at your ignorance as a starting point.
好好去 commode 真理。
When you admire the truth,
这样真理就会充实我们。
Then the truth will fill us.
我们都做真理的学生。
Become the student of truth. We are.
但那些人不是如此。
But those people are not that.
那些认为真理就是我的。
They thought that we belong, we have.
如果你要从我身上带到真理，先讲价钱，管我多少钱，我才把真理。
So if you want the truth from me, we bargain first for the price.
苏格拉底反对这个精神。
Socrates go against this.
我不是说今天学校不可以收学费。
I'm not saying that today the school cannot collect fees.
我是说的那些人以为真理是他们的是不对的。
Because the people thought that they possess the truth is wrong.
而事实证明，越贵的学校呢，收到最好的学生。
Only but to prove that the most expensive college will attract the most the talented people.
免费的学校学生常常不爱读书。
And school which are free, the students won't want to study.
这个是苏格拉底的理论跟耶稣的理论需要做一个我们了解的调和。
So we have to harmonize the understanding of Socrates and Jesus.
耶稣说什么呢？
Jesus said,
你的钱在哪里？你的心就在哪里。
Wherever your money is, there also is your heart.
怪不得免费的你就常常不上课，因为免费的。
And that's why when it's free, you never come and attend classes.
付了很贵的学费的，你一定努力去。
When you pay for the price, you go.
因为耶稣，你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Wherever your wealth is, also is your heart.
那希伯来书免费的，所以你要常常来，常常不来。
So the book of Hebrews, sometimes you don't.
要不要下个月开始收学费啊？
Maybe from next year onward, we're going to collect fees.
我们不会那么做。
We won't do that.
我们给你一次感恩的奉献。
We're going to give you a chance to make offerings.
你自由。
And then free.
真理不是我的。
Because the truth doesn't belong to me. Belongs to God.
我们归回正传了。
When I come back here,
我传道的时候。
When I preach,
我讲道的时候。
When I preach to you, first,
我照着信心的程度讲。
According to the measure of faith I preach.
什么意思？
What do you mean?
照着我对真理的顺从跟了解讲。
According to my understanding, also my obedience to the truth I preach.
我对道的信心。
My faith to the truth.
也就是我对道的认识。
And also is my understanding to the truth.
我对道的信心。
My faith to the truth.
也是我对道的顺从。
And also is my submission to the truth.
如果我自己相信这是真理。
If I truly believe this truth.
然后我传。
When I preach.
我传就有力量。
I preach with power.
如果我是书上抄来，自己根本不相信，就这样传。
If I copy from a book, I don't believe it. I preach.
我的态度会模棱两可。
My attitude becomes, you know, it's not so clear.
我会随随便便的。
I will take it casually.
我 have no standpoint.
I have no, 我没有立场。
No principle.
我也没有原则。
No responsibility.
也没有责任。
No burden.
也没有那个负担。
No vision.
也没有意向。
这个没有焦点的侍奉。
And ministry without focus
就是松散的侍奉。
It is a very loose kind of ministry.
相信的。
But I truly believe.
我讲的时候。
When I preach.
我就用我的信心来讲。
I preach with my faith.
也是我在加拿大。
It was once in Canada.
我讲完道以后。
After preaching.
我说你载我到别的地方，因为那个地方有人讲道比我们迟，还没有完，我要去听听他们讲道。
Why didn't you take me to that place? Because the meeting is longer in that place. I want to listen to the preacher.
所以我讲完道以后。
After preaching.
他们就在冰天雪地开快车把我带到一个教会里面去听。
It was annoying. They told me to that church to listen.
那我就在那注意听加拿大的牧师，这个牧师讲的好不好。
I sat there and listened to that Canadian pastor where he's good in preaching.
真的讲得好得不得了。
Good.
因为他真正预备。
But truly he prepared.
真正明白。
Truly he understand.
真正了解。
Truly he understand.
真正依靠圣灵。
And truly relying on the Holy Spirit to preach.
感谢上帝。
I praise God.
在西方还有这样好的教会。
That in the Western world there's such a good church.
后来聚会完了。
After the meeting.
我出来。
I came out.
外面下更大的雪。
It was even heavier snow.
我就在等车的时候呢。
When I was waiting for the car.
看见一个加拿大的老姐妹，女的，头发白得不得了，用很厚的衣服就装这个包住她的身。
A Canadian old lady with a gray hair and tucking himself with a coat.
我看看她。
I look at her.
她说 ，Where are you from?
她说你从哪里来？
我说 ，I'm from Indonesia.
我从印尼来。
Do you enjoy today's sermon?
你能够享受今天的讲道吗
？You like it?
你喜欢吗？
她问我。
她问我。
我说 ，I appreciate very deeply.
我非常深刻的欣赏。
What about you?
你呢？
我问他。他说什么
I
always like to come here to listen to Dr. Hamilton's preaching.
我每一次都很乐意的来听他讲道。
然后他讲一句话。
And then she said,
我没有忘记。
I cannot forget.
Because he never talked any sentence which he himself doesn't believe.
因为他没有讲出任何句子是他不相信的。
Every word he preached.
他所讲的每一句话,
exactly every word what he believed.
是他所相信的,
他信的,
he believes.
他讲,
he preached.
他不信的,
what he doesn't believe.
他不讲,
he won't preach.
Or 当他讲这句话的时候,
so when she said that,
眼神闪闪发光,
and then it shined in the eyes.
这就照到我内心的深处,
and it shined deep in the mind.
我就想起这件事情,
and I recall,
你们若有讲到的,
if you were to prophesy,
照着信心的程度,
according to the proportion of faith you prophesy,
为什么讲的有力量呢?
Why?
因为所讲的就是他信的,
because what he preached was believed.
你想想看,
you think,
为什么新派的教会人数越来越少?
Why is that the modernism decreasing in the church?
现在的事是灵恩派的人数越来越多,
the Christianity and more people that you say,
人数越来越少, 要找出越来越少的原因,
if the people the decline in number, you want to find out a reason,
人数越来越多, 要找出人数越来越多的原因,
and if the people the increase in number, you want to find out a reason why,
有的原因不是真的原因,
some reason are not true reason,
有的多不是真的好,
some of the quantity may not be good,
有的少不是真的不好,
some of the quantity may not be bad,
你要从 原因的本质去看现象, 不要用现象的本质, 现象去看本质的原因,
you want to use the substance to judge the reason, not the phenomena.
If you evaluate the principle and the essence by phenomena, you are failed.
如果你用这只不过是现象来看这个本质的话，你一定失败了。
要从本质去看,
but from substance and essence.
为什么新派的教会越来越少人?
Why is that the liberals, they dwindle in number in the church?
他们讲的他们不信,
because they don't believe what they preach.
以后他们不讲人家应当信的,
and so they never feel what people should believe.
他们讲那些以信仰不关痛痒的事情,
they preach things that nothing related to the truth.
就是这样,
that's the way they preach.
而今天灵恩派人越来越多,
today the Christianity, the increasing number,
他们不是真正讲福音最重要的信仰的信息的中心,
not because they preach the center of the faith of Christianity.
讲一些罪人容易听爱听现实比较容易接受那些无关痛痒与信心的这个最重要的原则没有关系的话,
they preach things that people like to listen and not very relevant to the call of the faith.
所以需要归正运动,
so in a reform movement,
回到神的话语,
come back to the word of God,
回到真理里面,
come back to the truth,
用信心讲上帝的话,
using faith you preach God's word.
当你所讲的话,
when what you preach,
是你所信的时候,
is what you believe,
你就有力量,
then there's power in you.
如果我举一个例子,
for instance,
我们讲耶稣复活,
when I talk about Jesus resurrection,
耶稣复活, 但我, 比如说哈,
just for example,
讲的人不信耶稣复活,
I don't believe in Jesus resurrection.
耶稣哪里复活?
You say, why?
死了怎么会复活?
How can he die and resurrect?
复不复活, 我也不知道,
I don't know whether he resurrected or not.
这是2000年的事情,
is it something 2000 years ago?
关我什么事?
Nothing related to me.
自己问自己耶稣有没有复活,
so
我都不知道,
whether Jesus resurrected or not, you don't know.
但是一点我已经做了牧师,
because I'm a pastor,
我就要讲耶稣复活了,
I have to talk about Jesus resurrection.
牧师跑,
and with the pastor's gown,
里面莫名其妙耶稣不知道有没有复活,
and inside you don't know whether this is resurrected.
那么今天复活节,
and today is the Easter day,
大家唱, 你那那那那那, 阿里路亚,
那那那那我不知道,
好请牧师讲道,
pastor preach now,
他上来了,
所以他们,
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
耶稣复活,
this is resurrected,
他活了,
he resurrected,
他死了, 后来活了,
he died, resurrected.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
没有办法有能力的,
there's no way.
为什么呢?
Why?
也不是照着信心的程度,
it's not according to proportion of faith that he preached.
明白吗?
So you understand now,
讲道的人,
the one who preached,
要照真理,
according to the truth,
的内容要,
the content you preach,
讲道的人,
the one who preached,
要正义, 分解真理,
and according to the meaning of the Bible you interpret,
讲道的人,
the one who preach,
整个启示真理的总原则去看,
according to the total body of revelation and according to that faith they preach,
讲道的人,
the one who preach,
照着自己真正信念中间顺从神的程度去讲,
according to the conviction you have unless they preach that manner,
讲道的人,
the one who preach,
也照着自己对真理知道多少顺从多少遵行多少,
according to how much you understand and how submissive you are, they will preach accordingly.
这样教会就会长进去,
then the church will grow.
一个真正凭着真理, 凭着信仰, 凭着顺从, 把上帝的道传开的人,
a one who preaches according to the faith, according to the understanding, and he preached,
他不但按照正义分解真理的道,
no, according to the true meaning, they interpret the Bible,
按照圣灵的引导, 知道神的光照是什么,
according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, fully illuminated to the Son of God,
按照时代的需要, 信徒的光景按时分量。
According to the need of the time and the need of the congregation, he wants to share even the word of God.
这样的讲台
this kind of pulpit,
不可能使教会不进步。
The church should surely grow.
不可能使会有不长进。
The members should surely grow.
不可能使听到的人对神的话厌烦。
And the listener will not feel disgusted with the word of God.
为什么末世的人厌烦上帝的道？
Why people will last age hate the word of God?
因为末世的讲道的人不照着真理。
Because the one who preached in the last days does not preach according to the word of God.
上帝清楚说末后的时代。
And the Bible clearly says in the last days,
人饥饿不是因为没有饼。
People hungry not because there's no biscuit.
人干渴不是因为没有水。
People are thirsty not because there's no water.
人饥饿干渴因为没有耶和华的话。
Because there's no word of Jehovah.
请问信徒每个礼拜到礼拜堂去。
Christian, every week when they come to the church,
听到的是什么呢？
What do I have heard?
是礼拜堂建堂的计划。
Is it the plan of the building?
许多人的一些的节目。
A lot of people have this entertainment.
许多关于钱关于人事的事情。
Many things about human relations, about money.
很多关于神的国神的义。
Continue about the kingdom of God.
很多听见神的道神的旨意。
Very listen about the, very few listen about the word of God.
把进入圣灵的大能圣灵的引导。
And talk about the guidance of power of Holy Spirit.
也没有看见基督福音当代所显出的能力。
You don't see even the power of God being manifested in the age.
你做礼拜。
You come to the church.
什么都没有听见。
You heard nothing.
灵里面空空的。
Empty with the spirit.
回家去。
You return back home.
下个礼拜再来。
Next week when you come.
又听不到什么。
You listen nothing.
心灵空空的。
You're empty with the spirit.
再回去。
You go back home.
再来。
You come.
又听不到什么。
Nothing you heard.
心灵空空的。
Emptiness in the spirit.
再回去。
You go back.
这样会维持多久？
So how long can this sustain?
一年。
One year.
两年。
Two years.
还有人来。
People will come.
这个叫做莫名其妙的神迹。
Oh, this is strange.
因为空空的来
you come emptily,
空空的回去
you go back in emptiness.
为什么来
Why do you come?
因为妈妈从就过去告诉我你是基督徒不可停止聚会
My mom in the past said that you're a Christian you should not stop meeting
所以呢那些不信派的牧师
So those who are this pastor who don't believe in the Bible
不忠心的传道人
Those are not faithful the preacher
因为你是基督你应该每个礼拜来嘛
Because you're a Christian you should come every week
这是你的责任嘛
That's your responsibility
你应该每个礼拜来嘛
So you come every week
我无论讲好讲不好你都要来你是敬拜上帝不是敬拜我吗
But I preach well or not you should come because you're worshiping God you're not worshiping me
所以我再讲才可以随便了
So I can take anyway
保罗说不能
Paul said no
说预言的人
The one who prophesied
要照着信心的程度
According to prophecy of faith You want to prophesy
讲道的
When you preach
要照着真理从你对真理顺从的程度
According to the truth According to the obedient truth That you preach
那你说要照着我对真理顺从的程度那我对真理不顺从我不会讲道好吗
So according to my obedient to obedient Can I preach well
不讲道请你下来
Why don't you go down
无论哪一个人
Anyone
站在台上
When you were the center pulpit
你就是敬畏神
You must fear the Lord
敬畏神的道
And fear the word of God
敬畏传道的讲坛
Fear this pulpit of preacher
敬畏先知传道的这份
Fear also the role of a prophet to prophesy
敬畏你整个生活应当顺从神的道的这个命令
Fear the how your life is obedient to the word of God
照着你信心的程度把道讲出来
Then according to the prophet of faith you want to preach accordingly
这样我相信
Then I truly believe
没有一个时代
Not a single age
上帝的真道传出来有果效
And that gospel is being preached and that's the result that come from the faith
因为上帝自己应许说
Because God himself has promised to us and said
我的话一定不突然还回的
My words are not returned in vain
雨雪自天而降
How the rain comes from above
没有收回
And you will not go back
却滋润大地
You will nourish the whole earth
耶和华说
Jehovah said
我的话传发出去
So my words preached
却对不突然还回的
You shall not return in vain
我的话一定要进入人心
It will come to the heart of people
我的话要使人归正
It will reform people.
我的话要教导人。
It will teach people.
督促人。
And will attract people.
使人修义。
So that people learn.
使人归正。
To come back to God.
使我所预备的人可以到完全的地步。
So that those I prepare can do the good work.
因为出于上帝的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Because the word that comes from God, every single word is powerful.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
一个真正领受真理的基督徒。
A Christian who truly received the word of God,
在受了上帝的道栽培之后,
so after he's been edified by the word of God,
他回头一看,
when he turned back and see,
他不能想象, 如果他没有受过上帝的道栽培, 他今天做人是怎样的心情?
He just cannot imagine how what kind of people he become if you have not been trained by the word of God.
人太过没有安全感,
man has no sense of security.
所以我们用各样的办法寻找自己要得到的东西,
so they want to seek for the thing they want.
但是没有上, 让你的道在你心中,
but without the word of God in your heart,
电影院的娱乐是空的,
and also the cinema's entertainment is empty,
世界的名誉是空的,
the name of the world is empty.
上个礼拜,
last week,
当我讲完道,
after preaching,
下来,
when I came down,
买一份报纸,
I bought a newspaper.
张国荣自杀,
张国荣 commit suicide,
跳楼自杀,
and he committed suicide.
我从来不知道有一个人叫张国荣, 因为我不爱看电影,
I never know there's a bodyguard called Leslie Cheung.
但是从整版的图案看, 诶, 这个人长得很清秀, 很英俊,
from the whole picture he looks handsome,
好像比现在很多男的明星还更好, 更漂亮,
and more handsome than compared to many films of today.
这样的人会自杀,
but he committed suicide.
那些丑八怪活得很老都不自杀,
and those are so ugly and they never committed suicide when they're old.
有点不起, 很奇怪,
I feel strange.
很可惜, 我就开始注意, 诶, 有一个人叫张国荣,
there's a Leslie Cheung.
是没有名吗?
No name?
是没有钱吗?
No money?
是没有事业吗?
No career?
没有前途吗?
No future?
不是, 他什么都有,
no, he got everything.
没有什么? 没有上帝的道,
he doesn't have a word of God.
没有神的真理,
he doesn't have the truth of God.
可怜吗? 很,
pitiful, pitiful.
有一次我在香港讲道, 18,000人听到,
there was one hour preaching with 18,000 in Hong Kong.
有一个角落, 有260多个电影明星来听到,
and there's a corner with 260 plus a film star.
那我是不管你皇帝明星, 反正你就是罪人, 需要上帝就是,
I don't care who you are, because you're just a sinner than any God.
后来那些明星, 他们是跟我们拍照好吗?
So those things say, why don't you take photo with us?
一大堆很漂亮的, 穿得很高贵的衣服的, 都在我旁边跟我们拍照,
and the film star were taking photo with me.
有一个人对我说,
a person said,
今天你很荣幸可以跟
You're very honored today because you can take photo with so many film stars.
我回答说,这些明星很有荣幸今天可以跟我拍照。
And this film star are so honored because they take a picture with me.
我当然有我的自尊心了。
Of course, I have a dignity.
我认为我不比总统更低一点。
I'm not less than their president.
不在君王之下。
I'm not lower than the emperor.
他们的父亲是人, 我的父亲是万王之王。
Because their father is not humankind, my father is
God. 耶稣基督的上帝。
God. Jesus Christ.
有什么特别的地方?
What's so special about that?
这些跟我拍照的明星, 后来几个自杀了?
These people that took a photo means some committed suicide.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们有上帝的道。
Because they don't have the word of God.
我呢?
Me?
我绝对不会自杀了。
I will not commit suicide.
永生在我心。
There's eternal life in me.
上帝的道在我心。
God's word in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
我告诉你,
I tell you,
人有神跟没有神是不一样的。
With God or without God is different.
有道跟没有道是不一样的。
With word or without word is different.
你回头再看,
you turn back and see,
凡受过上帝真理栽培的人,
who has been edified by the word of God,
他都不敢想象, 如果这一生没有上帝的道在生命中, 他变成什么样?
They just cannot imagine in their whole life without the word of God, how God people they will turn to.
Amen. 你们有这个感受吗?
Do you have this kind of feeling?
你们领受了神的话语,
you have received the word of God.
不是说你们就没有困难,
not because they, not say that you don't have difficulty,
没有眼泪,
you don't have tears,
没有失败,
don't have failure,
没有虚空感,
don't have sense of vanity,
没有失恋,
you don't have rejected,
没有生意场, 生意场的这个亏损,
you don't have failures in your business.
这都可能有的,
these are all possible.
但是不同的地方,
but the difference is,
神的道,
God's word,
在你心中,
in your heart,
产生生命的力量,
producing the power of life.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus said,
我对你们所讲的话,
what I say to you,
就是灵,
is spirit,
就是生命,
is life.
感谢上帝,
praise God.
愿我们把道传开,
let us preach the word,
使世人的生命跟道发生关系,
so that people were unrelated in their life to the word.
教会里面弟兄姊妹在道里面长进,
then we grow together in the church as Christians.
坐在死荫幽谷里面的看见道, 领受大光,
so then he is under the shadow of darkness, receiving the great light.
你们所预言的人,
what you prophesy,
要照着信心的程度所预言,
according to the proportion of faith you prophesy.
你们为神讲道的人,
and he who preached on behalf of God,
透过道认识神,
through the word you understand God,
在道里面享受神的恩典,
in word you under enjoy the love and mercy of God.
因为神的道,
because God's word,
是这么伟大,
is so mighty.
我们应当预备自己,
you want to prepare ourselves,
做一个把 道装满在心。
We are going to fill the word in our heart.
用口传讲真道。
We are lift to preach the word.
使人因道领受生命。
So the people through the word receive life.
道的见证人。
Become the witness of word.
道的科目者。
Become the admirer of word.
道的遵行者。
Become the doer of word.
道的信仰者。
Become the believer of word.
对道有一生的信心。
And the deeper faith you have in word.
凭着信心的程度，一杆把神的道传出。
And according to the proportion of faith, the more bold we are to preach the word.
相信当你参加我的聚会
I believe when you come to this meeting
当你听我讲到的
When you listen to my preaching
你会有一个感受
You have a feeling
为什么唐牧师每一句叫斩钉截铁一样很勇敢的很有把握的讲
Why is that the pastor on every single statement he preached with confidence and firmness
因为我的信仰是这样
Because that's my faith
我所信的
What I believe
我所行的
What I do
跟我所传的
What I preach
要合而为一
It must be integrated.
我盼望我的听众也如此。
I also hope that my listener is the same.
你要尊重你所听得到。
You want to honor what you heard.
要遵行你所尊重得到。
And be the doer of the word you honor.
传讲你所已经遵行得到。
And preach also the word you obey.
别人从你的口中。
So people through you.
领受生命。
Receive life.
因为圣经说智慧的人的口就是生命树会结出生命的果子
Because the Bible says that the wise man has also the tree of life from the mouth.
凭着什么从你的口把生命树的果子结出来
Based on what you want to bear the fruits of life from you.
生命的道从你的口中发出来
Because the word of life being preached from you.
一定要叫讲台上吗
You must stand up for it?
不是
No.
就在你每一天的生活中
Even in your daily life.
为神传道
You have to preach the word of God.
无论得死不得死
No matter is a season or out of season.
不要传道
You must preach the word.
你传道的时候
When you preach the word.
照着信心的程度传道
It can't measure faith you preach.
就是帮助我们每一个人
God help us.
都对着传真理
We are going to preach the truth.
传信息
Preach the faith.
传神道的人
Preach the word of God.
讲道不是单单人到礼拜堂才听得到
So faith people do not listen to the word only when they come to the church
道因为每个基督徒就传遍世界
Word because of Asia every Christian evangelize the whole world
道要传遍世界
The word to be preached the whole world
它的量带通遍天下
Because his measure would go through the whole world The Bible says
诗篇第四句篇告诉我们
And Psalm 19 say that
它的声音呢无言无语声音传遍世界
His voice is noiseless but yet being preached the whole world
量带充遍天下
His measure good the whole world
这就是三千年以前预言现在的电音对这个无线电收音机录影带录音机的果效
This is only but a prophesy 3000 years ago about the effect of TV and also the waves
你把它录音带给人的时候
When you buy the cassette
无言无语
It never speak
量带通遍天下
But then it goes through the whole world
对不对啊因为道在里面
Because the word is inside
感谢上帝
Praise God
愿神使我们的生命成为道的永聚
May our life be a container of the word of God
愿神使我们的口成为道的出口
Their mouths become the outspokenness of the word
愿神使我们的头脑成为道的被思想的场所
And our mind become the one being occupied in thinking
愿神使我们的生活成为道的行动
that our life become an action of word
让人从我们的生活看见到
so the people through can see the word of God
从我们的生命看见到
from our life they can see the word of God
从我们的口听见到
from our mouth they can listen to the word of God
从我们团契的生活里面看见道的运行
from our fellowship they can see the working out of the word of God
神的道传遍天下
God's word has been preached the whole world
我们大家站起来
let us all rise
十字架十字架又是我的荣耀我终罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝。